Chapter 11. The World of Economics. Unit 21. Like money in the bank? In modern times, money is increasingly becoming more of a concept than a tangible commodity. 20 years ago, most people would never leave their homes without some cash in their wallets, unless it was to go to the bank to withdraw some. Today, people hardly think about whether or not they have cash. Nowadays, people have debit cards and check cards with which they can purchase virtually any good or service, provided they have enough money in the bank. But what does it mean to have money in the bank? If a woman, for example, has $100 in the bank, does that mean that there are actually $100 bills sitting in the vault at that bank especially for her? Actually, banks are businesses. Those businesses would fail to profit if they merely held people's cash for them. Banks make money by lending their customers' money to others at a higher interest rate than the rate they pay to customers. When people make deposits in banks, they are effectively lending the bank money, which in turn lends it to others. The banks actually lend out more money than they borrow, and thus are able to make money. What then is money? First, money is a medium of exchange, which is important because it facilitates trade. Barter systems are incredibly inefficient because they rely on a coincidence of wants. That is, in order to acquire a good or a service, one must possess a good or service that is desired by the other person with whom he is trying to barter. For example, if a shoemaker needs a dozen eggs, he or she will be out of luck if a farmer does not need any shoes, and chances are the shoemaker will need eggs more often than the farmer needs shoes. Therefore, the shoemaker has to find someone who both wants a pair of shoes and has something that the shoemaker needs or wants. To avoid all of this inconvenience and confusion, people have established money as a medium of exchange. The shoemaker can sell shoes to anyone for money and use that money to purchase eggs from the farmer. Money has value because all of the players in the economy know that others will accept it as a means of payment. Second, money is a store of value in that it can be set aside for a significant length of time and still have value when it is retrieved. A problem that further confounds the barter system is that many goods are perishable. For example, if a baker obtains extra wheat and makes more bread than he can exchange, the bread will eventually get moldy. Thus, if the bread is not exchanged within a certain period, it no longer has value. Money, on the other hand, can be set aside with reasonable confidence that it will retain a similar value next week, next month, or next year. In a strong economy, the value of money fluctuates very little over time. If a person has $2, he can buy a loaf of bread today. Or if he does not need or want bread today, he can put that $2 in a jar and retrieve it next week to buy a loaf of bread. Alternatively, he can deposit $2 in the bank and withdraw it next week to buy a loaf of bread. In reality, inflation and currency fluctuations can affect the value of money, but in general, people can bank on money retaining some worth. Finally, money is a unit of account, which means that people can assign specific values to different goods and services by using a monetary value. When purchasing a house, for example, there are many different factors that one can lump into its overall value. One house may be more valuable than another because of its modern and energy-efficient features. Another may be more valuable still because it is located near superior schools and a thriving business district. Instead of assessing a house's value in comparison to other houses by taking all kinds of factors into account, people assign each home a monetary value because, after all, a home is worth only what people are willing to pay for it. As a unit of account, then, money creates a standard by which the value of different goods and services can be measured.